Welcome to Bookstore Explorer, the show where we go behind the shelves with booksellers to celebrate the magic of independent bookstores. I'm author and bookseller Matt Browning, and today we've got something a little different on the show to close out 2023. And speaking of closing out the year, this is the last show of 2023. I want to take a short break, and we'll be back in January with new episodes. But today we're visiting a book-themed hotel, the Bookhouse Hotel in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Stephanie Olenek bought the historic property that has been many things over the years, most recently an indie bookshop that went up for sale in 2022. Stephanie tells us how she and her partners turned the bookshop into a cozy bookish hotel, keeping that book theme throughout. I am going to make my reservations very soon, and after hearing this conversation, I think you might too. So come along as we go bookstore exploring. Stephanie, welcome to Bookstore Explorer. I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Yay, thank you.
Before we dive in, I want to tell the listeners, I think I told you a little in email, but I discovered the town and the building when it was still a bookshop.
I was
passing through on a book tour, and I wasn't doing a signing there, but I was needing a place to spend the night between two points.
Yeah.
And when I got to town, the store was closed. But I got to at least see the outside of it. And it really sort of inspired my partner and I to really look into opening the shop we wanted to open because shortly after that, it went up for sale.
Yeah.
But we looked into actually
that's so funny
purchasing it. Didn't work out, but other things did work out. But I was so excited to find that you had bought it and turned it into a hotel.
Yes.
So what Thank inspired you. You to do that?
So, okay, hotel has been on my vision board forever, and I've had Airbnbs, I'm in real estate, but I'm always looking for something like magical. I'm always just looking all the time, and I saw this bookstore come up online for sale, and I'm like, this is interesting, very strange, like, what's going on over here? How come no one is buying this? So, you know, I convinced my partners to go look at it. My husband and my friends, they're my business partners. And they're like, Steph, we're not buying a bookstore. Like, it wasn't sustainable, which is a shame because no one likes to see a bookstore close, right? Like that. I remember when Borders closed near me when I was younger and I was like devastated. So I found that the zoning, it was zoned for a hotel. So I'm like, all right, well, we can keep all the books. And we can create a magical place for people to stay with the books and still sell them on. You can still purchase them on bookshop.org, and then they donate the proceeds to indie bookstores. So still keep that going.
We had the CEO of Bookshop on the podcast a while back. So you had originally looked at it maybe as purchasing it as the bookshop. Is that
possibly? Correct? Yeah. Yeah.
What can you tell us? Let's go back in time a little bit. What do you know about the history of the building? Because I understand it's...
Oh, it's really cool. So, okay. So, it was a rare bookstore at one point owned by Tom Macaluso and his wife, Brenda. They owned it for like 30 plus years, and it was just filled with rare books and like stuffed with things, and everybody in the town loved it. Unfortunately, he passed away, and then the new owners bought it. They got rid of the rare books and then they did all the new books. But even prior to Tom, it was two twin houses. So it was old historical homes that Tom had opened up to make like one big house. So there's two staircases in the middle. And I had this, these ladies of Kennett invited me to have coffee with them, all these older ladies. And the one woman used to live there like a billion years ago, and her room was in the attic, and she used to hide stuff under the floorboard. So I brought her there, and it was really cool to walk through the house with her. Well, the part that was her house. And then another woman stopped by, and she used to live there on the other side. It was a barbershop, and her mom made one part of the house a ceramic store. So it was a ceramics at one point too. Yeah.
My goodness. So I don't
think it's haunted.
I don't suppose the lady was able to like go to the attic and lift up a floorboard.
No, I was so mad. I'm like, oh, I wish I knew this because we had already put down the carpet up there. I'm like, oh, I want to rip this up so bad.
So when it was the Kennett Bookhouse, how long was it that? How long did that incarnation last?
It wasn't too long because I think they got it right before COVID.
Okay. Yeah. That did harm in a lot of ways, yeah. But especially to a lot of our bookshops. So so you take ownership of the building. Mm-hmm. So at what point, how did you come up with the idea of the bookhouse concept and sort of keeping that sort of theme?
You know what? People keep asking me this and I don't know if there's one specific thing that led me to this idea. I just knew that I wanted to create something special and I wanted to create a space that didn't feel like you were going to just like, oh, here's your hotel room. Like, we don't really care about it. It doesn't feel cozy. It doesn't feel like home. So I wanted to make somewhere because there really isn't anything in that town. We had another bed and breakfast shut down and I never knew how big the book world is on TikTok and Instagram. It was really cool. Like people are really excited about it and love it, which I just think is like awesome.
Did you have to do a lot of renovation to get it, you know, hotel ready?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We ended up having to gut the whole thing just because there just kept being like, you know, problem after problem. And then one project would lead into a bigger project. So everything is new. We did everything. It was a lot. Yeah.
This might be a tough question to answer, but I always usually when I'm talking to a bookshop owner or bookseller, I have them walk us through their shop and describe the space for us. So walk us through the hotel. Let's pretend we've just walked in the front door.
So picture two historic old homes. They're like a cream color with a maroon trim. It looks very like vintagey, charming, like small town vibes. Mm-hmm. And you walk in the lobby. So there is a common space. And there's just like a huge bookshelf with antique mirror glass. It's covered with books. There's a little nook with a bench and a table with a little guest book who everyone's been signing. So that's super fun to read. And then there's three doors, which there are three rooms with little animals on each, brass animals on each door. They're cute. It's the study, the writer's den, and the secret garden room. And the study is the first floor. So they're like mini apartments. Mm-hmm. And you walk in and it's very long. It has its own private entrance in the back. I did the bathrooms kind of like old school square tile. You can picture that. It's like blue and green. That room's really dark green. So they're really like cozy jewel tone colors. And then two rooms upstairs, the secret garden room is a double bedroom with a clawfoot tub, double vanities, like white Carrara tile, super dark blue paint. The one bedroom's like a bright blue. Another one's a green. And the beds are flocked in a bookshelf. So you feel like it's the bookshelves are built around the bed. So I tried to cover everything in books. And then the other room is like a very romantic room. It's pink, light pink with a red bookshelf, another clawfoot tub. And then both of those rooms have the attic spaces, which I call the little libraries. So they're just filled with books too. So that's like a little seating area for guests on each side. And they can connect those rooms too. So like if you wanted to rent the whole hotel, I have book clubs running, which is so cool. And then there's another room that's not accessed through the lobby called the studio. That's like a muted purple color. That's our smallest room. It has a little reading nook built in. And again, that bed's within all of the bookshelves and books. So I think each room has a couple hundred books in it for sure.
Are those, you know, just to enjoy while you're there or can people, I don't know, buy them or how does that work?
So part of like the welcome gift are these little bookmarks that you can write down what you're reading, what you like, and then you can order them online and have them shipped to your house, but you can't leave with them. I think some people have, but that's not preferred.
Yeah. It'll probably happen just
by default. I can tell some of the shelves look right. I'm like, there was a book here.
You mentioned a moment ago sort of the small town vibe. And when I was visiting, we were walking around looking for somewhere to eat dinner. And some of the shops, you know, it was evening, so some were closed. But the town, the restaurants, it was bustling. It was like a Friday or Saturday night. Can you tell us a little bit about the town and what visitors
can experience? The town is best town ever. Kennett Square is just so welcoming. The community is so strong. You could just bop around and walk right out the door of the hotel. There's so many cute boutiques, restaurants. My friends just opened this place. Well, not just open, but Sweet Amelia's on the corner. They're a young couple who've just been like working their butt off, and it's awesome. They got a pasta truck who they did at our grand opening party.
It seems like the kind of place that you can sort of park your car and just leave it there and walk anywhere you want to go.
There's a cool candy shop. There's Mrs. Robinson's Teas. It's very cozy. It's a feel-good place.
Were there any other sort of bookshops or bookish things around the town? The bookhouse was the only one I saw when I looked.
Not right in town, no. There is the new library, which is like, they spent millions on that. Like, it is so nice. It's beautiful. But there's nothing right in there.
You mentioned like,
we need one.
Book clubs are booking the hotel.
So book clubs. Yeah. They're doing camp, which I thought was so cute and cool. So
what
they're running
camp.
They're just going to book camp. They're calling it camp. yeah. They're running the whole hotel. There's a couple different ones. Like, one group has people coming from Michigan, New York, Maryland, New Jersey, everywhere, and they've never met before. So,
wow,
they're going to say, yeah.
So there's communal spaces where they can sort of meet together and hang out. And
well, because they're running the whole place at once, they'll have the lobby.
They kind of have the whole place.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of other? I mean, I know you haven't been open very long, but are there any other sort of unique type of guests that are finding you?
I would say mostly the unique guests are like the book people that are like, we had a book themed wedding. We got to come here. I had one couple actually get engaged at the bookstore when it was the bookstore. So they're going to come back. And
oh, that'll be really cool.
Yeah, they're going to come back and stay. I have a lot of people who were librarians stay, authors who want to. I had one girl autograph a book and then hide it in the shelves. She left her book, which I thought was really cool. She booked another room. She's going to come back. I told her I'll give her a punch card for every room. She'll get a free room when she does them all. People coming to finish a book, which I thought was nice. It's like, yeah, it went viral on TikTok or something. Somebody posted a video and I got bookings from that, which was great.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of feedback are you getting from your guests?
So far, the feedback has been awesome. I can't complain. That's really cozy. They like the sheets and the comforter and the book selection, because I tried to mix it up in each room, like not just have one, genre or whatever, just try to mix it up. But the feedback has been good. Only one complaint from an old man. He said he didn't like the shades. It was too dark. They're like the room darkening shades.
But that
was it.
So, I mean, we're coming up on the end of the year. Do you have anything sort of planned for 2024? Or are you still sort of finding your groove, or what's ahead
so
for the future?
Today, Chester County Tourism came and did they filmed the place for a commercial for next year. So that was awesome. So that'll come out and be on like the local channels. And then I have some influencers on Instagram, like bookish people or all sorts of people. A couple of them are going to come to stay in the new year and then hopefully promote it. And then on my vision board, I had to be featured in Philadelphia Magazine, and they emailed me yesterday. So that was like really a cool thing. We want to, I don't know yet. I don't know what we're going to do. I would love to throw something, throw a party there or do something, because I always see them peeking in the window and I'm like, you can come in. And they're like, can we have a tour? So I'm always just giving tours of people. They want to see it. The community's been super excited, which is great, because I was worried this bookstore shutting down, it's turning into a hotel. Are people going to be upset? Are they going to, not like it? But so far, everyone's been like, I'm so glad you kept the books. I'm so glad this is here. We need this. So that made me feel good.
Well, it really sounds like you're honoring the history of the building while giving it a new purpose.
That's what we tried to combine the past and the present. And I have a really cool, I met this local photographer and she took a picture of Tom Macaluso in when he was in the bookstore, the rare bookstore with all it, like he's just surrounded by all his books and everything. So she was actually supposed to come today to, we were going to put up his portrait in the lobby with like the little blurb about him. He should be there. Yeah.
My next two questions are ones I always ask, and mind you, they're usually geared towards booksellers. So, but I always ask booksellers, what are some of their favorite books to hand sell to customers? But I'll spin it for you. What are some of your personal favorite books?
Okay. I feel like this is, I was thinking about this question and I'm like, is this such a typical answer? But I freaking love the book, A Farewell to Arms by Hemingway. I just love that book so much. I always reread it. And then I really love The Alchemist because I feel like that just helps you with life in general. but when I was little, I loved SSR. I loved sustained silent reading in school. Like I just remember getting cozied up in a corner to read. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you grow up, life got really busy. I'm in real estate. So I kind of stopped reading. And then this brought me back. So I feel like I'm stealing, but I took a bunch of books, even though I own them. I took a bunch of boxes from the hotel and I've just been diving in and reading again, which is great because that's like the best thing ever to get lost in a book. Oh, and I wanted to tell you too, for 2024, I think we're starting a book club subscription. Yeah, mm-hmm. with the hotel. So I kind of have to figure out that the logistics of that, but I thought that would be great to start. And get people maybe together there for like retreats or something and a book a month. Or I still have to think on that one.
My last question, and again, it's geared towards booksellers typically, mm-hmm. but it goes, and the whole concept of this podcast, mm-hmm. it started as a hashtag. I used to just travel and I would hashtag visits to bookshops. And people would always say the bookshops are magical places. So I usually ask each guest, what are your thoughts when you hear that a bookshop is a magical place? But I'd also love to hear your thoughts on how you feel that you are creating a magical space with the hotel.
It is.
Because I think it's a phrase you used earlier in the show. It's so magical.
That was my goal, to make people feel like get away from the hustle and bustle, walk into this place and just feel immersed and kind of like a pick your own journey type thing. Like if you're going to stay in bed and you're going to read all the books in the room, or if you're going to like just enjoy the space and then go out and explore a new town, like whatever your journey is there. I just wanted them to have a really good time with whatever they were doing. And it seems to be like when people walk through, they're like, oh my God, it's so magical here. And it's cozy. And it just, I don't know. It's hard to like put into words what a bookstore or a hotel with a ton of books, you know, does. It's the books. It's not me.
We have a customer at our shop who just got back from a reading retreat weekend with her friends. So they just went and I think they stayed at an Airbnb somewhere. And they just all took a bunch of books and spent the whole weekend reading. I mean, it sounds like your hotel would be the perfect place to do that kind of thing.
I want to stay there and do that. I'm not allowed yet. We need bookings.
So as we're wrapping up, tell folks where they can find you. Give us your physical address, but also how people can, you know, book a reservation and your social handles and all that stuff.
Okay. So the Instagram is easy. It's just the Bookhouse Hotel. The website is thebookhousehotel.com, and we are located at 130 South Union Street in Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, 19348. Yes, that is the zip code. Yeah, I can't remember. in Chester County. Yeah.
I always say this, that I hope to someday visit the shops that I have on the show, but I have been to this town, I have seen this building, and I am going
to come back. Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I can't wait to come and visit.
Yay, thank you.
Bookstore Explorer is produced and hosted by me, Matt Browning. Our theme music is Come Right Back to You by Max Hickson. You can follow all my bookstore explorations at bookstoreexplorer.com. or on Instagram and Facebook at Bookstore Explore. And follow us on Twitter at Bookstore EXPLR. Thanks for listening.